All right, we're back, boys, for a new podcast. This one.
I'm in the pod now. Thanks for having me.
Special. Buy, hold, and sell for this week, round two, boys. We'll get us started with Talas Duncan. What are your thoughts, Mick?
Yeah, I think he's definitely a buy. He's only ever played on the interchange before, but when he was playing, 30 minutes, he was scoring brilliantly. So if he gets 60 minutes plus starting at second row, I'd definitely get him in.
Break even of 413K, Cord. You going to wait a week?
Yeah, I think I'm going to wait a week, Cord. Just purely because that price range, 413K, we don't really know the extent of Joe Harris injury this point yet. He's a good player, I've heard, so I think if he's not going to hurt to wait a week and just see what he's got.
Yeah. Moving on to the next one. Tyrrell May, boys, 62 points, 54 minutes. Break even of 18 this week. Wow, he was absolutely phenomenal. 28 tackles, 166 run meters, 3 offloads.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think JWH coming back into the side is going to hurt him too much. I know Robbo thinks really highly of him, so any minutes that he gets is probably going to be the same as the first week, if not more. So definitely a buy there. I know, Mick, you were thinking about going to Tola, or those that have to Tola to May.
Yeah, straight to him. I think May might be the buy of the week. There's a lot of people having Linu to Tola. I'd look to try and straight swap if you can.
All right, boys, on to the next one. The man, the Tigers captain and hooker, Appy Korosau, 608K, break even of 44, got the goal kicking as well now, with Caesar on the bench as well, potential to play 80 minutes as well.
Yep, I'm getting him in just for that potential with 80 minutes. We've seen what he can do in the past playing 80 minutes, 52 last year when he played the whole game. Look, I've also got Grant, which I know a lot of people will have, round 4 bye. So you got the cover there. Yeah, I'd definitely get him in as well.
Yeah, he's looking a must-have door, absolutely. Like you said, he's won that goal kicking, and I know goal kicking isn't much of a factor in fantasy, but
It always helps,
yeah. And Mick said 52 average last year playing 80 minutes. He looks set playing 80 minutes. The bye with Grant also helps that coverage. It's either him or Turbo, which we'll touch on next, I think, who I'm getting in, because Turbo still is quite a nice price.
Yeah, he is the next man, Cord. Tommy Turbo got 54 points in round 1 in Vegas, break even of 43, and only 662K. I personally have him in my team and am very high on big Tommy Turbo.
Yeah, Dewey, you mentioned he passed the eye test, which he looked impressive. One thing this year, you got to have a gun wing fullback.
Yeah.
They've scored so well in the first round. There's a lack of, I'd say, good cheap wing fullback. So if you got those guns there with Pappenhausen, I know everyone has him, you'll be in good stead.
Yep. On to the next one. Cord's man, Tohu Harris. If you missed last week's pod, we spoke about Tohu. Exceptional performance, 80 minutes, 66 points, 37 tackles, 2 turnovers, 237 run meters, only a penalty conceded as the negative. Break even of 45 for this week, Cord.
Yeah. Well, to those that listened, it does pay a listen, that's for sure.
This is why we have the blue tick.
We
did pay for the blue tick, but predictions like that, we earned it.
Look, there is a little bit of an issue with Tohu still yet to be determined. Like, there's a few people to come back for the Waz that we got to take note of, but you really can't complain about his round one performance. And if it's anything to go by with the bench that they continue to pick, they could just stay with the same 17. So if Tohu plays 80 minutes consistently, absolute must-have. He could be the best scoring forward in the game.
Slight concern. He does seem to break down as the season goes on, with injuries, but
You can't predict injuries.
And so if he gets 80 minutes...
You're seeing, don't think about the injury.
It's more just history. The minutes. Can they give him 80 minutes every week?
Last one, boys, of the bye. This one's a bit questionable. Just throwing him in there for a bit of a discussion. Alex Seyfarth, boys, starting at lock for the Tigers this week, 359K. Break even of 26. Mick, can you touch on a bit of Seyfarth's history, maybe at lock and potentially at second row for the Tigers?
Yeah, when he gets picked at second row, he scores very well. Small sample size at lock, scores in the 20s. I'm just worried about, will he get 40 minutes plus is first thing. And I think it's one where you can wait a week to get Seyfarth.
Yeah, my also concern is with Bateman there as well. They could potentially do what they did last season and move Bateman into the lock position and move someone into the second row. But going from that bench, it looks like they've gone basically all props. Alex Twohill could play lock, and that's something to maybe note because he can play big minutes as well, Alex Twohill at lock. So that's probably the only concern to Seyfarth is Alex Twohill.
I'd be more confident in Talas Duncan.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for like a someone around that price range, high 300s to 400, then yeah, I'd rather Talas.
Yep.
All right, boys, let's keep moving on, eh? Holds. We can touch on these two together, I think, boys. The Sydney Roosters duo of Sua Wong and Satili Tupanua. Sua Wong, 44 points in 52 minutes. Break even of 25 this week. Look, quickly on Wong, I personally think that he is definitely the one out of these two that is definitely a hold. Low break even of 25 this week. Obviously went off with a minor injury, obviously, because he's been named this week. And I think that he could get a score, you know, if he gets those minutes that he would have without that injury, would have been in the 50s, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely. He would have
got 55 plus if he didn't break down. We don't really know what even happened, to be honest.
No, very vague on the injury, that one.
Wong, he was on 30 points after like 25 minutes.
Liked his work rate. I liked his involvement and everything as well.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Wong's work rate's definitely more impressive than Toop. Toop, you know, I think he relies too much on those damaging runs and early ball. But I think both are definitely still holds.
Yeah, so Tupanua is the other one, 412K, break even of 36, 22 points last week. Look, he's probably the one closer to a sell than Wong. But I'd definitely be holding for this week. He's been named to play, so.
Yeah.
You happy with that, boys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Yep, perfect. All right, on to the next one. Blue Helmet's to blame for this. Sorry, Jackson Hastings, but you just need to give
him
the ball.
Don't say sorry, Dor. Don't say sorry.
Ponga, boys, 736K now after losing 21K. 35 points on the weekend, break even of 68. Match up this week against his old club, the Cows.
Just hold.
Hold? Yeah.
He's going to be a gun. Simple as that. I know he's going to lose a bit of money if he doesn't perform this week, but...
He's Daily M winner.
Daily M winner. You didn't buy.
It's just going to be sideways no matter what you do. And even if you downgrade, it's just going to bite you in the ass if he absolutely eats.
And you just look at it as well, Mick. Like, look at some of the gun scores this week. Like, it was a pretty, as we've touched on, a very rough week for fantasy as a whole. So, I think you take that into the
literally
into consideration
every gun
as well.
That didn't perform, just hold.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, next one, boys. Pappenhausen.
Also hold.
Yep. 20 points, 478K, break even of 46 this week. Obviously, a tough match against Penrith last week. I see him bouncing back this week, boys, with a real strong performance against the Wasps.
Yeah, he'll bounce back. Look, it was his first game back from injury. It's against Penrith. There was no points scored.
Yeah, only eight points the Storms.
He was trying
his
best.
I want to vent about real quick. I know it's humid, but every single game, I swear the field was so dewy.
Yeah, it was Adam
Dewey. Yeah, a lot of slipping over.
He slipped over all the time. It was Taylor May. Taylor May was always slipping over.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but at least he was slipping.
That was where he was getting his tackle base. He was just slipping.
Yeah, he was slipping to a good score chord, Taylor May was. There was a lot of others slipping to bad scores. Anyway, on to the next one. Ruben Cotter, boys. 41 points, 51 minutes. Definitely, I think Peyton touched on the in the post-game press conference that a few of their star players he kept off because of the scoreline. There was no need to risk them.
Yeah.
I think Cotter will definitely be a 60-minute-plus player, just only played 51 minutes on the weekend, but still got a respectable score in 41, a break-even of 43 this week.
I wouldn't be too worried about him. Yeah, as you said, absolutely smacked Corliss's Dolphins. Like, with Cotter, you're expecting him to get high tackles, which he couldn't really do in that sort of game, could he?
Yeah, no, he still did well in the tackling department. Fine, like 33 tackles, 120 run meters. So you can't be too upset with that. Anyway, the last one, Mick, this is where you take the mic.
Jacob Little?
Vent. No. Cameron McInnes as a whole.
All right, let me vent.
42 minutes. Let me just go through the stats. 42 minutes, 40 mins, 41 tackles. 65 run meters, break even of 57 this week, 695K.
Dude, I'll cut you off. Fitzgibbon, you're giving your captain 40 minutes. When he plays 60 minutes plus, he's an absolute machine.
Well, he's scoring 60 plus points as well going
exactly.
from that.
And I refuse to say it was a silly decision to get Cam MacInnis. Like, if I expected him to play 40 minutes, I would have laughed in your face.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. You've
and
said
I refuse to sell him, quite frankly. Him and Adam Elliott.
That's very fair. All right, boys. I think that's the holds. On to the sells, lastly, boys. Jai Arrow, obviously out from potentially either 3 to 4 weeks to 4 months, depending on what the specialist says. Obviously, we've been talking highly of Talis Duncan. Are you guys happy with Arrow being a sell?
Yeah, I am, Dor. Look, we would have. There's more upside selling Arrow than there is buying Duncan, if that makes sense. Like, you'd rather wait a week for Duncan to see if Arrow's injured than not
if Arrow's
sell
out
Arrow
for the 4 months
and not get Talon May or.
Look, if you had Arrow to begin with, then you're risking it. It's an interesting option to have Arrow this
year. Yeah.
7.8% of teams Arrow was. Break even of 44 after his 34 last week. But obviously, I think it all really depends on the injury. If you've got him and you don't really need to play him, but to be honest, at the state of fantasy at the moment, you sort of need someone at 551 to be playing, or otherwise you're playing your real cheapies that you don't really
have
much trust
in. What an awful week it was, by the way.
Yeah, awful.
It was truly awful. But yeah, look, I'd wait a week if you have Arrow, but I wouldn't be against you selling straight away. Yep. Look, boys, we're not going to go too much into the reason why this player is obviously a sell, but 8 week suspension for Spencer Leno means he is a sell. I think without further, going into it anymore, he's 393K, lost 2K, 26 points last week, break even of 30. I think you move straight to Tyrrell May if you can, but you might have to free up some funds somewhere because Leno is 393K and I'm pretty sure May is 523. Yeah.
Well, if you have Tessie New like me, you can go straight to Curacao as well. So
if you don't have the funds for that, potentially just go to take a punt on Talis Duncan, I think is the best option.
One of the strangest pods ever. Tessie New.
Hear me out.
Quite Anne Frankly.
His average is like 40K more than what he averages. So like,
look, I like your logic, but he's just got dropped. So.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, boys. Next one. He was a great player for us last year. Connolly Lemuelu, 544K, only got 14 points and a break even of 59 for this week. Obviously, he's out for the next 4 weeks, injured. Definitely a sell for me.
Yeah, poor Connolly and poor Dolphins, really. Like, we knew them coming into the competition, their depth was going to be tested, and it's being tested right now, that's for sure. Connolly, he's definitely a sell for those that bizarrely started with him. Like, how many percent of, like, he's in 0.4%. So if you're a part of that 0.4, he's a sell. Look.
Just quickly, can I mention Tully Flegler?
Yeah.
56 points. I think you're waiting to see if he was going to step up with Gilbert injured. He's another one that could be a middle. Bit of a pod.
Yeah, he is. My only downside to Flegs is he did score and his minutes were just atrocious.
He got 53, I think, 53 minutes.
You could have the same logic that we had with Cotter about the game.
Yeah. You could, but he got 44 points off base stats compared to Flegler here who got 33. Like, you know, you take away the try on the line break and the tackle bust that came with it, he's only getting...
All right, we could be yapping on this for a little while. No, you're all right, mate. On to the last one, boys. Viliami Fifita. Look, obviously, very unfortunate circumstances. 230K.
Diabolical, really.
He got 230K. He got 13 points, break even of 22 this week, and he's in 22.4% of teams and has been named as 18th man this week.
He'll be back.
Yeah. All it takes is one injury, it looks like. He's come, obviously, been taken out of the squad for Luciano Leilua's return. Look, he isn't as urgent of a sell, in my opinion, as to the others. If he's like one of those players that you have this week, he could definitely be used for your loop He can sit in your fourth spot and, yeah, be your loop. But look, yeah, it is very unfortunate with, you know, very dire, you know, we haven't got many options in fantasy in, and he was one of the better options.
Yeah.
In relevance to Fifita, I think this might be, since playing fantasy, you know, a fair while ago, the worst cheapy cash cow year ever. There is
it probably nothing. Could be, yeah.
Like, there's a few good mid-rangers, don't get me wrong. But in terms of cash cows, there is dross.
Yeah, there's nothing. The mid-rangers get HIAs as well. But anyway, okay, so that's a pretty good insight, boys, into the round two buy, hold, and sells for coaches. I guess, lastly, I think we just want to thank you all for the support and make sure that you follow all our socials, should I say. Insta, Facebook, YouTube. We're on, like, our podcast is on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts. We're basically on everything. Twitter, X.
Follow Falling Wolf 114 on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring that one back.
All right, boys. We'll see you next week for the round three buy, hold, and sells, eh?
We'll do.
One more thing. Jacob Little could be a buy. Thank you.
And we'll leave on that bombshell. See you next week.